Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
I suspect we all know, or at least remember, something of the story of David and Goliath. But as we look in the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, we get the story of David going to the battle lines to check on his brothers, and for the first time seeing Goliath, who is taunting the Israelite army. And this is what we read in the 26th verse of the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. It says, David said to the men, those are the soldiers gathered around, who stood by him, "What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" So if you read the story, and it is really worth a read in that 17th chapter, we're told that Saul, King Saul, and the Israelite army were absolutely paralyzed with fear because of this giant Goliath who was taunting them from the Philistine ranks. And according to Scripture, Goliath was huge, enormous. The Philistines' iron swords were fearsome. The Jewish army and the impending conflict seemed like mission impossible, if you will. However, and I love this, what most saw as a daunting challenge, David, even at his young age in this story, David saw as a wonderful opportunity. Upon seeing Goliath on the battlefield, the first thing David asked was what a man would receive if he killed Goliath. What was the reward for doing away with this Philistine who is taunting the armies of the living God? You know, the truth is, often in life, often, very often, victory is claimed by people who see obstacles as opportunities. Obstacles as opportunities for advancement. They believe that stumbling blocks are actually stepping stones. In truth, challenges are always opportunities for growth and development, whether we realize that initially or not. People who do recognize that reality are often the ones whose stories live on to inspire others. So the question I'm hoping you'll grapple with a little bit today is simply this. What Goliath-sized opportunity is standing in front of you right now? Let's pray. Lord God, the Goliaths of the world want us scared. Goliath wants us to quake in our boots. Goliath wants us to take our little sling and handful of stones home in shame. And Lord God, you know we're tempted to do just that. We're scared when we think about stepping out onto the battlefield against such a formidable foe. We're afraid that somehow we're going to get killed. It will be the end of us. But Lord God, what if staring down death is actually a pathway to life? What if facing down our fears is actually the key to our happiness? What if our battle with Goliath is the greatest opportunity we have to be all that you've created us to be? Lord God, we'd ask humbly that you give us the courage to seize the opportunities that we find in every challenge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.